to think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own, stranded far from home. All right, you're tuning into Stranded for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. We had a little holiday break over the last couple of weeks. No guests, just lots of fine tunes. Hope you enjoyed those summer holiday mixes. But we're back this week with acoustic music in the studio. Alia Ray are a folk three-piece, who are playing a single release at the Media Club on the 14th of August. Two members of the band will be in this afternoon to play three songs and to have a chat. They're really lovely people, good-natured folk. Alia, she's the main singer-songwriter, and her sidekick Patrick will be along as well. He is playing some guitar. So two acoustic guitars will be gracing the studio. That's something to look forward to. And I just love to genre hop in this show. I don't stick to one place very long. Let's start out with Nasty and Bluesy. For the first little while, we're going to go back to the Beast Suburban, revisit this fine band, because they just popped up on my radar again. Some news that somebody is making a documentary about this band. Now that's long overdue, and I can't wait to see that, because they're legends. They actually, in August of last year, just a year ago, they celebrated the 30th anniversary with a series of shows in Sydney and Melbourne. And they're such a, you know, like an established supergroup that's had different members in the over the years, and that, like, if there's a few different kind of iconic lineups of the band, and apparently with these reunion shows they did, I think one night was one specific lineup and then the next night was the other lineup, which would be pretty amazing to see. Anyway, the Beast Suburban formed way back in the 80s and debuted their recording output at least in 1984 with the Axeman's Jazz, and I'm going to play for you a couple of songs early on from them. First up, Psycho, the first single from that album, and then I'm going to play for you a 1989 single called Hard For You. So Psycho was actually a cover. A guy called Leon Payne first wrote this, but the Beast Suburban do an awesome, swampy, nasty little version of it, and they're such a fabulous band. Let's get into them. It's the Beast Suburban going right back to 1984, Tex Perkins on vocals. And the original incarnation of the band actually had James Baker of the Hoodoo Gurus was on drums. And Kim Salmon, of course, on guitars. And Boris Sobjevic on bass guitar. So here we go. 1984 was the year when they put out this record, the Axeman's Jazz. This is one of those classic albums that was recorded for, like, you know, a couple of $100 over one drunken afternoon. One of those kind of things. So anyway, here's the song Psycho. Hope you enjoy it.
Better let them lock me up. up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Well, don't tell me she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. On a bench, Mama, thinking of a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You get up. Think about you sometimes, and I go to call you up on the telephone. And if my call gets through to you, I hope it finds you weeping and you're all alone. I'm gonna ruin your whole life. I wanna hear you cry. I'm gonna make it hard for you. Drag you through the shit, gonna rub your nose in it. Hard for you, hard for you, hard for you, hard for you. I've had a vision from above. Haters come from love. I hate you more than anything. What I do is justified, 'cause the way that you fucking lied, revenge is not a sin. I'm gonna ruin your whole life. I wanna hear you cry. I'm gonna make it hard for you. Drag you through the shit. Gonna rub your nose in it. Hard for you.
the August issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
Thanks for tuning in to CITR Radio. You can find this show, Stranded, online at ozstrandedradio.com, and you can find us on Twitter at ozstranded. Going back to the 80s with the Beast Suburban, their first up was their debut single, Psycho, from the Axman's Jazz record. And next up was that punishing, vitriolic attack of a song called Hard For You from Black Milk, which came out in 1989. And I'm playing these songs because I just found out that the Beast Suburban documentary is on its way, and I am over the moon about that. So we're starting out with some nasty bluesy rock here, swampy blues, but we'll be playing some beautiful, delicate folk music as well later on with the live trio. Well, at least two-thirds of the trio, Ali Array, will be in the studio. They're from New Westminster, so stick around for that. But more Beast Suburban for you. This is, I think, probably my personal favorite from this band. It's from the 1991 record, The Low Road. I Can't Say No is the song. It's a perfect example of their real swampy, edgy kind of blues sound. I love it. Here we go. This is the Beast Suburban with Can't Say No.
CITR presents the return of Early Aughts Power Poppers, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, featuring members of the New Pornographers, Flash Bastard, and Jungle, plus Zed Dreplin, East Vancouver's premier Dread Zeppelin tribute act. Friday, August 15th at the Fox Cabaret. Early show starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp.
It's not the way she called my name when she called me on the phone.
Advance tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. All proceeds go to Syrian refugee support.
And great news, Mark Kleiner himself will be a special guest on this show next week. He is an interesting chap. He's had a life not only as a rock musician, but as a pastor for a large congregation in Saskatchewan. That's been his second life. So I'm going to ask him about both lives next week. So we're here on Stranded. We have live studio guest Ali Array will be in pretty soon. But first up, I wanted to play for you a couple of songs from a really interesting chap. I saw this guy play at Electric Owl a month or so back. He's an Australian artist, solo artist, called Kieran J. Callinan, K-I-R-I-N, J. Callinan, C-A-L-L-I-N-A-N. And he is really something. He's a confrontational performance artist. Like, he's a good musician, instrumentalist, but he throws his whole body into it. He's one of these guys who, it's a very physical performance that what you see, and he's completely unashamed, dresses wildly, acts wildly, drinks a lot, interacts with the crowd, and his film clips are unbelievable. Like, so this guy is a true performance artist, really hard to describe unless you see it online, but I recommend checking him out. It'd be interesting to see where he goes. I think a guy like him would probably have to relocate from Australia, because I think, you know, he'll have more of an audience in Europe, I'd say, for, you know, where typically more genre-pushing artists have a bit more of an audience. But anyway, let's play a couple of tracks. This one is called Landslide from Kieran J. Callinan.
Sky and dirt, and dirt, the stars are older, the stars are older, the stars are older, and God is in the water, 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 and hell is right here on earth. Hell is right here on earth. Hell is right here on earth. God is in the water. God is in the water, and hell is right here. Though we may walk the land, we're tied to the sea. The moon pulls the tides inside you and I, and under our souls. The earth and sea grind, we are dirt falling. And I'll keep you in my mind, standing there in your underwear with your long black hair. Please wait, please wait. A fool, but when the train stops calling and the clouds sit on the floor, when hands thank you and views look back, you, when tomorrow can't wait for you, please wait. When silence bows for you and the dogs feed the boy, you know me, fire. 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 You. No!
A couple of tracks there from Kieran J. Callanan. He is a really brilliant performance artist from Australia. I saw him at the Electric Owl here in Vancouver a few months back. It took me a while to actually play his songs, strangely enough, here on the show. I highly recommend you checking him out. His videos are just sublime. So his name is Kieran J. Callanan. It starts with a K, K-I-R-I-N. Definitely got to keep a lookout for. He throws his whole body into all of his performances and his videos. So we'll be right back with our special guest, Alie Ray, in the studio here. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
And you're tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we've had a couple week break from studio guests just for summer, but we're back. We have two fine acoustic musicians in the studio. We have Alie Ray and Patrick Ferrugia. And they're part of two parts of the project Alie Ray. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for coming all this way. It's a lovely day out there, so not too bad on the bus, the 99, or however you got here. So, Alie, so you started out as a solo performer. Mm-hmm. Would you say folk musician?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And how did that segue into the three of you playing together? Like, how long were you already writing songs just alone for?
I've been performing by myself for a year and writing for 2 years, and then eventually I just got to the point where I wanted backing musicians because I felt like it was just kind of the point I was at. And then I ended up playing at a show in a different band, and I met Patrick and Jeremiah, and then we ended up working together, and it just worked so well together that we wanted it to become a collaborative project instead of just myself with my ideas, because they have so many ideas of their own. They're so talented, so it just worked better to be a collaborative instead of just myself contributing.
And did you expect that would happen so quickly? Because a lot of people do, like, write songs for 10 years and then eventually that happens. Did you expect it would happen just in a year or so?
I don't know. I had no expectations, really. I was just really lucky that it was, like, right place, right time to meet them. And then we just worked so well together. I never knew what to expect when I met other musicians. So it just... Yeah, the fact that we work together is just mind-blowing, and I'm always, like, so appreciative of it, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a duo here today. The trio will be playing on the 14th at the Media Club, but Patrick, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Very good. So, do you remember that fateful day, Patrick, when you met Alie?
I do, actually. It was actually, we played in Delta, because I used to... Our drummer, Jeremiah, he used to have his own kind of solo project. Now it's kind of on hiatus, but I played guitar for him in that project. And pretty much we did a show together with a band that Alie played in. And, it was a really fun night. I mean, I didn't actually remember much of Alie at that show because we never really talked that much. The only thing I think I said to her was, like, where's your DI?
Yeah, we were setting up our sound.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, then Jer messaged me a bit later, and he was like, hey, so you remember the violin player at that show? Yeah, she wants backing musicians. You want to come? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then, lo and behold, became the best band I've ever been in.
Oh, that's great. That's a positive start. And, well, I'm really curious to hear how... you guys play. I'd love to get right into a song if you're
okay. Sure.
If you're keen, listeners, we're with Alie and Patrick, who are 2/3 of the Alie Ray project, and they're going to perform a song for us right now. This is CITR.
¶¶ I had a chance to explain, I knew you'd never leave, feel the same. All drastic actions are left to rest. What's spoken until they do not make sense? It is to stifle your love. You will not hear what you want. And how can I know where to return? There is no comfort in your cold. So recklessly, recklessly placed. We will never save each other.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Beautiful live sounds here. Beautiful live sounds here in the studio. This is CITR Radio, and we're back with live music on the show after a two-week break. Elia Ray is here, both Elia and Patrick, two-thirds of the band. What was that song, guys?
It's called Flies.
Flies, which is one side of the latest single. Flies as in the flies that buzz around and annoy us?
it was such a, like, oh man, it was such an arbitrary name choice when I first wrote the song, and then we tried so hard to change the song name later, and we just couldn't settle on anything, and so it's just, that's just what it is. And so it's more of just like this, like, ambiguous term. Yeah.
Okay. And was that a song that you'd already composed yourself before the collaboration happened, or was this a collaborative song?
Well, I wrote it by myself, and then we ended up changing it a lot, like a great deal after. So it kind of transformed as the band went on. So it's like 50-50, I'd say. Like half band, half, my own creation.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a one side of a double single. But it's not your first release, right? There was an earlier EP?
Yeah, right? There was the Offerings EP that came out last year when I was more of a solo artist. Like, I had met these guys, but only, like, 2 months prior, maybe, like, a month prior to recording. And so they kind of sort of were on the EP. They did record parts, but we were just kind of, like, starting out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's called Offering and presumably available online.
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp and iTunes.
Yep, great. So that's the first release from Ellie Array, and the song you just heard there was a brand new single, the A side, and we'll get to the B side pretty soon. So unfortunately, your drummer is not here. What can you guys tell me about him? What would he be okay with you saying about him today?
Oh, jeez.
I could think of things that he wouldn't be okay with. Well, he's tall, has glasses. He's extremely buff. That's for sure. He's very buff, very muscular, very ripped.
He's also a talented drummer. He's a talented percussionist. He plays drums.
Yeah. Him and I, we went to high school together, and yeah, like, it's funny because, like, I always, like, looked up to him, both physically and musically. And
he's built for more than just radio.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm so glad to be in a band with him. He's a great drummer and percussionist.
Yeah.
So are you guys all from the hood of New Westminster?
No, I was from Port Moody originally, and then I moved to New Westminster, and then Patrick and Jeremiah grew up in Delta, and Patrick recently moved to New Westminster, so yeah, we're all scattered.
Anyone who's listening from afar, that we're talking about kind of satellite cities, I suppose, from Vancouver, New Westminster, city in itself, but it's not what you'd call Metro Vancouver, which is where I kind of... walk about most of the time. Or down here at UBC, it's a lot of distance that we cross. Cool. Well, I love that song.
Thank you.
I'm sure listeners out there would love to hear the other side of the single too.
Yep.
I hope you regret your words when you sleep. Promises are something you could never keep. And now the sea will never guide you back to me. Your limbs are overgrown with weeds. My only wish is to be buried by machines. When winter turns to spring, it'll find me with another name for your love. For your love. Oh, and it won't be for your sake. Your love is a darkness. I've been cold for years. The shadows on your frame will not excuse you from the pain you've caused for years. Oh, Lancaster. Oh, childish boredom. What will you not say to save you from facing the pain of the truth?
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Two-thirds of Ali A. Ray here live in the CITR studios with a lovely, lush acoustic arrangement there from the other side of their latest single. The first side was Flies, and that song was called Lancaster.
Yep.
And I'm going to take a stab here. That alternate tuning, was that an open G?
No, that was the previous song, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was half right there.
Half
points. what was that then?
I don't know what the name for it is, but G goes to E, and then D is just C sharp, and that's the tuning. Yeah, everything else is standard. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So thanks guys. So that is obviously a song that you'll be playing on the 14th of August at the Media Club. That's the big release show for the single.
Yep.
Along with a gentleman named Evan Borocki?
I think it's Bork. Yeah. We're not actually sure.
I think there's a hockey player with the last name of Bork, so I'm guessing it's Bork. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Anyways, Evan, I'm so sorry if we're butchering your name. I'm so sorry. He's worked with the same producer that we have, and we're going to be playing a festival with him later, so we were like, oh, why not?
And the Good In Everyone as well, they're playing. Are you friends with those guys? You've known them for a while?
Yeah. Not for a while. Yeah. They're like recent friends, but yeah, we're excited about our band friendships.
Yeah.
And Patrick, just off air, you're mentioning that you're somewhat of a multi-instrumentalist. What more can we expect at the show? Is there, did you say synths and stuff like that, or is it?
For live performances, because in studio I play guitar, bass, synth, Rhodes, all sorts of different devices, but for live shows usually I just play guitar, but recently Aaliyah's actually been she's been using a synth bass for a couple songs, and for all the technical people out there who use Logic Pro, that's a basement bass you're hearing.
It's over my head at this point. I'm just garage band. Cool.
But in the studio it's definitely fun to kind of experiment with different sort of sounds,
Yep.
But,
cool. Yeah. And Alea, was I correct in reading somewhere online you've overcome recently some vocal things?
Yeah. Or? We played a show in February at the Cellar. And I'm not sure. I think it was just a combination of things. But I had a really bad cold then, and I performed, and then I was speaking over everything, and it was just so loud. And anyway, so I basically just destroyed my voice, and it was gone for a couple of days, and it never really fully came back until recently, really. So yeah, I was kind of we were kind of on not like a hiatus, but we had to just practice instrumentally for a few months, and we took a break from shows, and it was pretty brutal, but. Hopefully now everything is good.
Yeah. Luckily, we were able to record the singles in that period.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
And my throat was swollen. And I was recording vocals for these songs, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be great sounding later." but they turned out okay. So,
Wow, just kind of a freak thing that happened, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I never found out what exactly it was. So that was frustrating. But but it's over now. So
Well, definitely sounding in good form here.
Thank you.
Well, so we're talking with Alia and Patrick from Alia Ray, and they're going to be performing at the Media Club on the 14th of August, and they have a split single release, Flies and Lancaster. Actually, we didn't kind of talk about that song, Lancaster. Is there any particular story behind that? Or?
Not especially. A lot of my songs are just drawn from, relationships with people and, what I struggle with in them or what I'm frustrated with. And so that one was kind of, an amalgamation of things. A lot of them are. None of them are really about specific events. So, yeah, that's just kind of, my, way of therapeutically getting through things with people, I guess.
Yep. many good songwriters would definitely relate to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a bit of time. If you did want to play another third song, you're most welcome to.
Okay, yeah. You want to? Okay, I have to tune a little bit again.
Okay. Where will you run to? Where will you choose to go? It will outlive you, it will swallow you. Lose what is best for you. You never take advice and you think you're alright. When grief will lay me down, quite enjoys my cold embrace. And should the ocean draw back its shores, it shows no signs of us, no traces at all. But I don't mind if I've lost this war before, and I don't mind. I make the same mistakes again just to be sure. Storms upon storms, and I'm not what you were hoping for. And
thirds of Ellie Ray there with another acoustic track that's an older one, which was called
Offerings.
Mm-hmm. Off the Offerings EP.
Yep, that's the one.
Right, excellent. Okay, which is the first release. The latest release is called Flies and Lancaster. It's the double sided single, which is being released. Well, I guess it's already released online, right?
Yeah, it's digital right now. Yeah, it's on Bandcamp, and will be on iTunes shortly.
And what is the Bandcamp address?
It's aliarae.bandcamp.com.
That's AlEarae.
Yep.
Cool. So Ellie Ray has been a very special guest today, and they're playing again at the Media Club on August the 14th. Here in the city of Vancouver, bringing the love from New Westminster all the way into town.
All the way.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. If you're just tuning in and you missed the start of the show, or you're intrigued, you might have just tuned in partway through our guest there, Alia Ray. You can hear the whole show at ausstrandedradio.com. That's where you can find all the podcasts. And we're also on Twitter at ausstranded. So let's keep it folky for the time being. We have another local artist playing a show very soon, Jenny Ritter. She has a record kind of fundraising show at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, August 28th. Jenny Ritter, she had a previous album. Her most recent record is called Bright Mainland, and let's play a couple of tracks from that. And yeah, don't forget that release fundraiser show. She's recording an album, but she needs some funds to kind of put it out there. So that show is on 28th of August at the Biltmore. Here we go. Here's Jenny Ritter.
The sky to those who are lacking in supplies. He knew his song held in claw as the crow flies, it's not that far. We'll be right back. sings you back. When you're lonesome on the mountain, well, I hope I can bring you back. They can't tell your voice separate from my own. Skating on the record, swimming through the radio. And they can't tell your songs are separate from my own. It means our throats are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never.
And we must sing to remember it. in the same feud, head in the heart and the what to do. We're just so beautiful, it tears me to here to the world where I found you. I'm afraid I must go. In the same feud, shown up again just to haunt you. You smile and complain, I'm just too temporary for you. Please make the most of it. I know you can make the most of it. I'll be the wind that will crash on your seashore. You never expected it. Oh. Back for you. Oh, 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 I'll always be back for you. Oh, I'll always be back for you. Oh, I'll always be back for you. Oh, always be back for you. Oh, oh, la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 da
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Okay, so some more local artists there in the more kind of singer-songwriter genre. We had Jenny Ritter with two tracks from her latest release, which was called Bright Mainland. And we heard you there, They Can't Tell, and also We Must Sing. And she has a show coming up, the Biltmore, on the 28th of August, and it's a fundraising show for her latest record. Up after that was Dominic Fricott, a song from his latest record. And here's something else to hear for you guys to know about. Robert Privet, he is associated with this station. He's a DJ, and he's also the proprietor of the Main Street Record Fair. And you can donate right now. They're really seeking donations to keep the program going. It's a fantastic charitable initiative that raises money for music-related nonprofits in Vancouver and seeks to reduce waste by recycling records back into the community. So the program accepts vinyl records and audio equipment for the community year-round, and the records are sold at the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair by donation. Money raised goes to support CITR Student Radio, the Safe Amp Society, and Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. So you can phone 604-288-2698 to donate, and you receive a tax-deductible receipt for 50% of your collection's retail value. That's the donations of your records. You can find out more at vinylrecordfair.com. So thanks, Robert, for letting us know about that, and we'll remind you again in the coming weeks. I'm a big Neil Young fan, I'm sure many of you guys are, and I've found a record here in our library that I haven't played from yet. It's Dreamin' Man Live 92, so it's one of his live records that was released not long ago, I guess, but it was recorded in 92. Let's play at least a couple of tracks from this. First up is, let's play Hank DeHendricks and maybe Unknown Legend. Neil Young, The Legend, on CITR Radio.
I walk these streets with you. Here I am with this old guitar, doing what I do. I always expected that you would see me through. I never believed in much, but I believed in you. Can we get it together? Can we still stand side by side? Can we make it last like a musical make it last like a musical.
Sometimes it's distorted. It's not clear to you. Sometimes the beauty of love just comes ringing through. New glass in the window, new leaf on the tree, new distance between us, you and me. Can we get it together? Can we still stand side by side? Like a musical ride. To work in a diner, never saw a woman look finer. I used to order just to watch her float across the floor. She grew up in a small town, never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the Sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your new